Recently, I spoke on national TV at 2.5 hours in Mauritius prime time. And I was mentioning the millions, multi-millions of dollars that are being spent to convert Hindus in India and in Nepal, with the, if you compare the millions of dollars to what is actually happening, they are not very successful. And I said, I want to thank you for improving Hindu economy. It's really helped a lot of communities a lot. If someone really understands Sanatana Dharma, not a lot of understanding, a little bit of understanding, they won't be converted. They're a potential converter. If someone doesn't understand the basics of Hinduism, they're easily converted, but also easily converted back. So we went through Europe promoting a ceremony called Bratislava a few years ago, and gave all of the priests in Tamilian temples permission of how to implement this ceremony of bringing people back who had been converted, who the promises had not worked out, the jobs that were they were promised, the food that they were promised, the clothing, the education, not worked out. It lasts about 2 years, three at the most, and then they want to come back to the temple. And we put in the Bratislava so that they could come back and join the congregation and be forgiven for having left it through their weakness. So if we look out from this beautiful island here to Europe, the United States and Canada, South America and Mexico, the Malaysian Peninsula, Indonesia, Bali, India, Sri Lanka, Mauritius, Madagascar and Africa, we can see a sea of revivalness in Hinduism. But where is the revival coming? The revival of the Sanatana Dharma, where is it coming from? It's not coming through a lot of talk. It's not trying to take people away from their religions. It's not trying to bring anybody in. They're welcome. We have a method of self-conversion, self-declaration of who you are, what you believe, what religion you are. But it's a sea of spirituality. What is the spirituality? It's a light within everyone's spine. It's a feeling with everyone's heart. And it's a inner knowing of the soul that the gods are not in exile anymore. That they exist in the inner world. The devas are not in exile anymore. They exist in the inner worlds. And that we are never, ever alone. There's always someone there, in one world or another, in the Antara Loka, Shiva Loka, Preta Loka, watching over us, protecting us, guardian angels, guardian devas. And that kind of spirituality will only become stronger and stronger and stronger. Om Namah Shivaya. Thank you very much, everyone. We are going to take the Kumbha now to our Irvine Temple Foundation, which miraculously does not even have one crack in it, not even a hairline crack, which miraculously hasn't moved since it's been placed there, and it is now awaiting the finished granite stones from Bangalore. And we're going to take our Kumbha there, and we're going to send all the Swamis and Madhavasis out first. Om Namah Shivaya.